Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Voters in Western Pennsylvania will go to the polls tomorrow for a special election that could be a preview of the 2018 midterms.
Monmouth University conducted a poll in Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district. Polling director Patrick Murray joins us. Patrick, what did you find?
We found that this is a heavy Republican district. Donald Trump won it by nearly 20 points, but the Democrat, Conor Lamb, has been surging really well in this district. He was behind by a few points when we polled it a month ago. Now he's ahead by 6 points in what we call our surge model. This is a model where Democrats have been doing well in special elections. But even without that surge, he's still ahead by a small 2 points in a standard low turnout model. That's within the margin of error. But still, the suggestion is that it's moving in his direction.
Any indicators as to why? Any other questions you ask that may provide some clues here?
I think a lot of it has to do with the candidate himself. Conor Lamb is one of those old-fashioned blue-collar Democrats that appeals really well to this district, where there used to be a lot of Democratic voters. In fact, there are a lot of Democratic registrants there in that district. And he's kind of reminding them of the Democrat that they used to vote for. So he's got a 53% favorable rating. Rick Saccone, the Republican, only has a 47% rating, so much lower rating there. And I think other things that are happening with, for example, the steel tariffs, which is a big issue in that district, are really cutting both ways. We find nearly as many people there say that it'll hurt that economy versus help the economy in that area. And 96% say it doesn't really matter to them one way or the other in terms of how they're going to vote for this particular race. So I don't think that effect is, if Donald Trump put those tariffs out there in order to help Rick Saccone in this race, is not having that kind of impact.
Patrick, a lot of people thinking that this race is a bellwether of what the midterms will be in the fall. How much can be extrapolated from this race tomorrow?
I think it is. Even if Conor Lamb loses this race, but if he loses by a number, maybe a couple of points, that still represents a huge swing from Republican to Democratic vote in that district. So that was a 20-point Democratic district. A 20-point Republican district. What about other districts that are 7-point or 8-point Republicans where the incumbent has been safe? Those would suggest that those are going to be prime for Democrats to pick up in November.
Monmouth University polling director Patrick Murray. Patrick, thanks for your time.
All right, my pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.